Brian Helps, we're speaking with the Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Keogh, Republican, and the Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh from Bellefonte Neighbors, the Minority Leader. Majority Leader Keogh, I'll start with you. You just wrapped up a technical session, literally about 15 seconds, gavel in, gavel out, but you did say at the end the full body will come back on the 24th.
That's correct. July 24th at 4 p.m., the Senate will convene, and we'll start discussions on the matter in front of us that the governor called the special session for.
I covered, Senator, the House debate. It was looks like June 26, looking at my notes, and that was the Franklin bill that included the whistleblower and fetal tissue language. She did say afterwards she wanted the Senate to come back past the House version. Any thoughts on that? Is that possible with all the negotiations that went on earlier?
Yeah, I mean, the Senate had a position. Not everybody agreed on the position, but we developed a position. We sent that over to the House. They obviously did what sometimes the House does. They changed it up a little bit. And so that's what we'll debate when we get back. I mean, that's what the Senate is all about. It's a very deliberative body where everybody has a chance to talk about their views. And I'm sure you'll hear plenty of that debate going on when we return.
Let me go over to Minority Leader Gina Walsh. I know that you're obviously Catholic. You're involved in your church. What is your take, Senator, on the bill that the House passes? Or any chance that that can pass coming over here? Or do you think that would run into some opposition?
I think it would run into opposition. I think that the Senate sent them a very good bill, that it was a compromise between both sides of this issue. And as you know, Brian, that if you pass something that nobody likes in one chamber, it's usually good for Missourians. And I like that bill. I tend to support my caucus, but I thought that was a much wiser bill and more prudent than the bill that we were given.
Leader Walsh, when you talk about that day that the Senate passed the bill, there were a lot of negotiations behind closed doors. I mean, as I recall, hours, maybe 8 hours, something like that.
It was ours, but I hate when, sure. And I know it's your job to say behind closed doors, sure. But that's what this body is about. Sure. The Senate is more deliberative, and we negotiate between the two parties, sure, all the time. Sure. Senator Kehoe and I work things out like that all the time, sure, on a lot of different issues, and I think that's how it should work. It's better for Missourians when we do that, when our members work together to come to a resolution, and that's what Senator Koenig and Senator Shoup were doing that day, and they spent all day doing it. And that's tough to do, to sit in one of these rooms with somebody that you absolutely don't agree with on, sure, either side of the issue and come to a conclusion that both parties can live with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know what you're saying about behind closed doors. Bottom, yeah, line, there were negotiations.
Yeah, there were negotiations, yeah. And it's like anything else, to get to get where you need to be, you have to sit down and discuss. Otherwise, we just stand up here and holler at each other all the time, and where does that get us?
Senator Kehoe, your thoughts on what the minority leader said?
Well, you know, sometimes you get to an issue that is an impasse, and you just both agree to disagree. But what I've found in the Senate, to Senator Walsh's point, is that more times the people in this body try to avoid that, because Missourians say to us all the time, are you guys getting anything done down there? Are you just fighting with each other? Mm-hmm. And trying to get issues done where it's good for Missourians is important to us. Certainly pro-life issues are very important to many members in this body, so there's a lot of passion and emotion. I like the issues that are in the bill, but Senator Walsh is right. The bill that we sent them over from the body was a little bit different. Was a compromised version, so that's where we're going to be. We'll be taking that House bill up and talking about it and finding out what folks can live with and what they can't, and the debate will happen.
A final question for both of you, and I know you both have to run. If the Senate basically changes what they did and goes to that, is there a possibility of a conference? Is that a possibility? Is that,
you know, that will be up to the bill handler, Senator Koenig. He'll have to decide if he thinks that's a good option. He'd have to work with his House colleagues and Senate colleagues to figure out if that's what people are willing to do. But that certainly is an option. I just don't know if that's one of the options.
Gotcha. Minority Leader.
I agree with Senator Kehoe, but I think it's a very good option. And it's my hope that this bill goes to conference and then they can work it out.
So you'd like, and if it goes to conference, would it then come back to both chambers? Is that how that would work?
Or yeah.
It would come,
yeah,
back. Very good. Anything either one of you would like to add about this or anything else? I've covered you both for a long time. The one thing you guys have a very good working relationship with each other, and that's very important.
Well, we're both from North St. Louis,
we're both from North County, and I do think we have...
North City.
That's right. Yeah, you know, well, but I think we have... I think it's important, the way we work together, we both want to maintain this chamber, mm-hmm. and we like the rules, we like... There's a lot of things... We work hard at our relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, you spend a lot of time in this chamber, mm-hmm. and I've been fortunate enough, and I'll be honest with both of you, I knew Ron Richard when I came over here, and I served with Ron, and we had a friendship going. I thought, I don't know what I'm getting with this guy. He's from North St. Louis. I had no idea what was, but we've become fast friends, and, you know, we do sometimes agree to disagree, and we have to by nature of... our philosophical differences and our party differences. Sure. It is what it is, but you can still be friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Gina and I come from both the same neighborhood, same backgrounds. I walk into this chamber every day, and I know she does too, and you just kind of pinch yourself and think, how did I ever get here? Mm-hmm. So it's I feel very fortunate to be representing Missourians here. I know Senator Walsh does as well. We take that seriously, and there will be things we just don't agree on, but we're going to do our best to try to work through it in a good manner.
Yeah, you both grew up in somewhat poor. I mean, no doubt about that. You both grew up and worked
there.
We
didn't know we were,
did we? Her family was loaded.
You know, it's a little different. We weren't poor. Kids weren't poor. We actually worked for a living. Sure. I mean, kids out by me, they suckered tomatoes, and I worked at a swimming pool. He worked at a car dealer. So, you know, because kids worked, we're considered poor. But we had money when we needed it, didn't we? Yeah,
thank goodness in old North St. Louis, those lawns were small, because I had to push reel mower, not a lawnmower, a reel. That's what you did.
Absolutely. Senate Majority Leader Mike Kehoe, Minority Leader Gina Walsh, thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Brian.
You.